Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show, the fastest growing coaching show on the web.
This is the podcast that teaches you how to achieve your dreams and live a legendary life.
Today is the day you make your dreams happen. Booyah!
Are you tired of watching other people achieve the success that you want?
When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success is going to find you. Come on, you legendary maniacs! There's room for you at the top of the mountain. Stake your claim to a legendary life. Booyah!
And now the voice of How Legends Are Made Radio. The man who believes everyone is destined to live a legendary life. Dan Blackburn.
Booyah!
Hello and welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show. This is Dan Blackburn, and as always, I am pumped, stoked, excited to be your host. So, hey, I gotta say, I'm totally loving the new intro and outro of my podcast. I know that's, I'm like pumping my own fists, but I worked really hard at pulling that together and the help of Dayden and Joe, father and daughter combination. They did an amazing job, and so jump online at howlegendsaremade.ca, download podcasts, download the first free chapter of my upcoming book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. While you're there, leave a comment on what you'd like to hear. Leave a comment on what you think of this podcast and also of the intro and outro. Give a little shout out to Joe and Dayden. And hey, one other thing, quick comment. This month, August the 23rd, here in Toronto, Canada, I'm totally stoked and excited to announce a live Pillars of Greatness bootcamp that I'm hosting, Unlock Your Greatness Bootcamp. It's August the 23rd here in Toronto. For information, go to danblackburn.com/greatnessbootcamp. That's all one word, Greatness Bootcamp. And you'll find information, ways to register, and all that good stuff. So, to today's show. Today's episode is what a rush. I mean, are you truly living an adrenaline, purpose-filled, passionate life? Because that's what it feels like to be legendary. It is a rush. Before we get into the meat of today's podcast, we have a special guest today. My amazing, loving, caring, beautiful, sensational 12. Yes, and she reminds me, soon to be 13-year-old daughter Taylor is here to read us a quote. So without any further ado, here she is.
Hi everyone, my name's Taylor, and here's the quote. Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. And now, back to my dad.
Amazing words to live by from a 12, soon to be 13-year-old. So, with that in mind, if you're willing to do the work, then what is it you want to do the work for? What type of adrenaline-filled, passion-filled, purpose-filled life do you want to attract in your life? So yesterday, Taylor, you just heard from, her and I jumped in the car and we headed to Canada's Wonderland. Canada's Wonderland is an amusement park here in Toronto, Canada. For anybody that's been there, it's stocked full of coasters and rides and midways and games and attractions and events. Funnel cake, if you don't know what funnel cake is, I'm not going to say you should try it because it's not really healthy. But if you've had it, you know what I mean. We didn't break down and have any yesterday, but I'm sure before the end of this year, that's probably going to happen. But this place has everything. We got there in the morning. We stayed till 7:30 at night. And awesome day. Incredible day. But one of the things I love about Canada's Wonderland are the rides. And the adrenaline, the rush, the excitement of the ride, getting strapped in, getting locked into a ride is really exciting. But for me, it wasn't always that way. You see, when I was there yesterday, and quite candidly, every time I go to Wonderland, I'm reminded of a story, something that Taylor and her friends challenged me with a number of years ago. In 2009, one of the first visits to Wonderland, we were in our truck, kids, music, fist pumping. I had my fresh cup of coffee, and it was going to be a phenomenal day. It was going to be a legendary day. And as we sped our way down the highway, excited, there was this moment of silence, this lull, this hush over the car when Taylor's friend Callista, who was 2 years older than Taylor, Taylor's friend Callista shouted out, "Hey, Dan, are you going to go on the Behemoth?" Now, the Behemoth is one of, well, at the time, it was the largest coaster in the park. Now it's one of the largest coasters. But she said, "Are you going to go on the Behemoth?" And I said, "No, no, I'm not going to go on the Behemoth. That's, you know, I don't like coasters. I'm scared. I mean, put your hands up high if you're afraid to go on a coaster, to go on a ride. I mean, come on. You never know. I read about accidents. People fall off, the injury. I got a family. You know, there's a lot of stuff I have to go through." So my answer immediately was no, no, no. And the silence remained. And then I hear Callista's little voice from the back seat. And she says, "What do you mean you're going to Canada's Wonderland and you're not going to go on the largest ride? Like, it's the biggest ride in the place. Like, what do you mean you're not going to go on it?" And in that moment when I was sitting there in my mind, listening to what she said, knowing that my daughter and some of her other friends are now waiting to see how I am going to respond to this challenge. I mean, how do you respond to challenge when you're called to the mat? How do you respond? So I had all kinds of defenses and reasons and thoughts and notions of what and how and why I was going to say what I wanted to say. And guess what? I'm the adult. She's a kid. I could probably say what I needed to say and I wouldn't get much pushback. But in that moment, before the words left my lips, some other thoughts came to my mind. And that was, why am I happy to be standing on the ground watching other people experience the joyful, passionate, intense life? Why am I happy standing by and watching other people have the fun? Take the risk, yes, but get the rewards in return. And in that moment, my thought was about my life. It wasn't about the coaster. My thought was about my life, not about the coaster. So how many of you can honestly look at yourselves and say, there are times when I stay on the ground, I keep my feet planted where they are, I refuse to move, I refuse to change, I refuse to take a risk because I want to stay where I am. And in that moment, I knew that that was not alignment with living a legendary life. So instead of saying the words of defense and the words of defiance, I answered simply, okay, let's go on it. So there was this excitement and this enthusiasm in the truck, and the music was back on and fists were pumping, and we made our way with another 15, 20 minutes. We get into the park. My heart's pumping. I know I've put out on the mat that I am about to take a risk. And as we make our way to some smaller rides, Callista, challenging me once more, said, "No, no, 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 no. We go on the Behemoth first." And I smiled and we made our way over to the Behemoth. I wasn't even sure where it was. I followed her. We got on it. I was petrified, terrified. I was on the edge of my seat, both figuratively and literally. And as the ride came to a stop, through the euphoria of first being asked by Callista, then being reminded once we got to the park that we were doing the ride first, then the ride, the euphoria at the end, I literally had tears running down my cheeks with this excitement, with this thrill, because I knew in that moment that my life would never be the same. That I knew in that moment that Callista had nudged me into a different place, into a different mindset, knowing that although it was a risk and there was some challenge and there was lots of fear, that all of that stuff was in my mind. that my body craved more. My soul, my spirit craved more. And the tears I had rolling down my cheeks were the tears of joy and euphoria from my soul and from my spirit, and gratitude in acknowledgement for allowing me to experience the rush of being on the edge of my seat. And from that day, not only when we go to roller coaster rides, but that day when I'm faced with a situation where I'm not sure, I'm unclear, I think the risk might be too high, I think back to Calista and I think back to that moment and those thoughts is, why do I make it okay to stand on the sidelines and allow other people to experience the joy, the euphoria, and the excitement that I say I want for myself? Why do I make it okay that other people can go and live a legendary life while I sit back in the dugout or I stand on the sidelines talking about what and why and how I'm not able to get in the game? So where are you in your life? Like, are you looking to make a change to grow? Are you looking to move? Do you want to transition? Are you craving something more? What will it take for you to get out of your seat and get to the edge of the seat of a legendary, passionate, driven, purpose-filled life? Are you on the sidelines? What will it take for you to get into the game? I mean, specifically, what will you need to do now? And who's around you who's going to nudge, challenge, and support you through this change? And like my experience with Calista, it wasn't a great mentor. It wasn't a great leader. It wasn't someone with vast amounts of experience in the field that I want to pursue in. It was someone who had vast amounts of experience in the world of living on the edge, of living legendary ways in the things that she loved to do. So who's around you that is going to challenge you and nudge you and support you through this? Those are the steps. If you're willing to make the change, if you're willing to get up, if you're willing to make the move and get off of the sidelines, get out of the dugout, get out of the dugout and get into motion, you will start moving towards living an amazingly legendary life. Hey, thank you for listening to the How Legends Are Made radio show. I am Dan Blackburn. Remember, go to our site, howlegendsaremade.ca. Download all that free stuff and also go to danblackburn.com/greatnessbootcamp and find out all the information on our upcoming Unlock Your Greatness Bootcamp here in Toronto, Canada. Hey, it's been a pleasure as always for me to serve you today and bring you this information. Be legendary, my friends. Be legendary. You deserve it. You were destined to be legendary. That's it for me. I am out of here, but remember to always dream, plan, and execute yourself to an amazingly legendary day. Booyah!
Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made with Dan Blackburn. Do you want to hear more from Dan? Go to howlegendsaremade.ca and subscribe to the How Legends Are Made iTunes channel. And remember to leave a comment so Dan knows you're listening.